alongside me and Castleman, and they're the experts in it. So what we thought we would do is we'd do more of looking into how they work. What do they do? Gather some more stories about it. Understand how it all works before we send 200,000 social workers off to go and join Time Banks. We thought we'd look at that before. And it really just came to a discussion about how they work, how do we see be within each place, what could we do. If you want to learn Russian for the bagpipes, it's good we can teach you. So that's quite good, you would do that in Time Banking. But the last thing we thought was we want to do it with a really light touch and not come in as professionals and say, here, we're going to do this. Because it's already out there, it's in the community. And what we want to ask them by the end of what we do our research is, can we help you? So it's the same question asked at the start is, do we want to make a change? And if we do want to make a change, how can we help you make a change? How can you tell us what you want the change to be? As opposed to sometimes what we do is, we kind of tell you what the change is. We want to change that now. That's all.
Listening to others and providing a change that they want rather than a change that we think they want is massively powerful, and that's again back to working in partnership and collaboration to do that. And looking at what exists already and not trying to reinvent something and taking the best parts of some of the time banking that is working. And the other thing that you said is around gathering stories and thinking about how you get other people excited about all of the ideas that we've talked about today is, you know, how can you inspire them by telling stories as human beings? Storytelling is one of the things that we do that helps us learn. So that was great. Thank you.